The $10.6 million in proposed new funding would increase access to prevention, intervention, and crisis treatment services for the 57 local agencies that assist those affected by sexual and domestic violence statewide. Lizette Johnson describes her personal experience with domestic violence.
4 years ago, while my 9 and 12-year-old children played in our family room of our Midlothian home, my verbally abusive husband of 21 years walked into my bedroom, shot me several times, and then turned the gun on himself. After the first shot, my daughter came to see what was happening. No one told me that verbal abuse could escalate to lethal violence. I simply thought these things would go away when I left him. I wasn't aware that leaving the relationship was the most dangerous time. We didn't know about lethality assessments to see the danger I was in. I didn't know how lucky I would be that my husband did not kill my children. I learned these things after I became a volunteer to help other survivors navigate their experience.
Republican Delegate Barbara Comstock of Loudoun, the patron of HB1, notes that while general violent crime is trending downwards in the Commonwealth, domestic violence is increasing.
1 in 3 women in Virginia have experienced rape, stalking, or physical violence by an intimate partner in their lifetime. It is estimated that 300,000 adult men and women have experienced rape, stalking, or physical violence by an intimate partner within the last 12 months. Between 2009 and 2010, intimate partner homicide rose 21%.
Republican Delegate Chris Peace of Hanover is the bill's chief co-patron.
You hear the term, people live paycheck to paycheck. Well, a lot of these agencies live grant to grant, and that's no way to survive when you're trying to help other people survive. By doing this and allowing a dedicated fund, we are allowing them to free up some of that bureaucratic time so that they can actually provide more services.
Cherie Hedrick, executive director of Hanover Safe Place.
We oftentimes are putting more time and energy into seeking funding and maintaining funding than we are in doing the work that we were put forth to do, and that is providing the service to the victims that we serve. Unfortunately, like so many state agencies, we have received a reduction in funding. That unfortunately also came at a time when the need for our service has oftentimes doubled and tripled. And so what that has meant is that we have oftentimes had to make choices about the services that we have been able to provide. That also means that prevention services, the services that I think are most important in what we do, you know, let's get young people, let's get women and children before they become victims and talk to them about resources and what is a healthy relationship. But we are oftentimes tasked with meeting the needs of people after they've been victimized and how we can then lift them out of the dangerous situation they're in.
Republican Delegate Ben Klein of Rockbridge has a related bill that would allow a judge to place pets in the custody of the abused spouse as part of the protective order process.
Often the children will not go if the companion animals and the pets are not with the kids. So unless the victim is able to completely leave, often the other spouse or the violent behavior will continue because that victim will be pulled back into the home out of concern for the pet. So the animal is a family animal, which is all too common. The kids think it's theirs.
Both bills are now before House committees. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.